The New York Post is out with an article about me, and apparently it's like breaking news or something like that. Stephen A. Smith is not on NBA Countdown. I'm kind of disappointed because that means, you know, somebody's not watching me, and I'm used to everybody watching me. I negotiated a new deal with ESPN, a new five-year deal. That deal was negotiated between June of 2024 and March into April of 2025. I didn't want to be on the show. I negotiated coming off of it. Now, I love doing NBA Countdown, but once the Countdown show is over, I got other things to do than to be in studio watching the doubleheader and coming on at halftime. I got other stuff that I want to do to prepare for First Take the next day, the next morning, and to do an abundance of other things that I aspire to do. Of course, I'm still there to contribute. You see me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on Monday Night Countdown for the NFL. I've been on there twice. I'll be on there a third time when the Eagles visit the Los Angeles Chargers in December, and hopefully there'll be more games. I wish I was doing every Monday Night Countdown when they're on the road because I love going to road games during football season. Doesn't bother me at all, but that's not my call. As it pertains to the NBA, I've been doing the NBA for 30 years. Inside the NBA crew, which is clearly the A-team, with Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq, Ernie Johnson, they don't need me. But if they ever wanted me in Atlanta, I'd be there. Kendrick Perkins is my brother. Malika Andrews is fabulous. Mike Malone is great, too. Worked with him during the Western Conference Finals. And my man Brian Windhorst is just exceptional. But if they need me in L.A. for NBA Countdown, I'll be there. Matter of fact, I have days in my contract to be there. I just don't have to be there full time because I have a radio show right here that I'm doing now, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Every weekday. That didn't exist last year. I have a political show on Sirius XM POTUS Radio, channel 124, every Wednesday night. That didn't exist. I have a production company with scripted and unscripted and unscripted content and game shows and things of that nature that I'm in the process of producing. That wasn't in place last year. I have other things to do. So why the New York Post would go out there and act like they're reporting something new that has long been established months ago is beyond me. But it is their entitlement.